are three urgent repairs that Rocky Mountain Power is planning for Wednesday. The Rocky Mountain Power Public Information Officer Tiffany Erickson says the neighborhood had an extended power outage a couple of weeks ago, which was due to several problems with the equipment.
So they needed 12 hours to do that. But, you know, with those 12 hours, it's going to bleed into residential home time regardless. And so, you know, if they did it later on, you know, it would be right when folks are getting up and getting ready in the morning. And so there's, you know, we understand that there's never an ideal time, especially when there's these 12-hour outages that need to be taken. You know, it's going to, you know, bleed into some inconvenient time for sure. But
starting during daylight is important for operational and safety concerns. The repairs will deal with switching equipment that Erickson says are not working. She says there are three separate pieces that are no longer operating safely and they must be replaced. They're doing it in a consolidated and condensed schedule. Erickson says it involves a lot of coordination.
With 263 customers, there's actually three separate pieces of equipment that's out on the system that can no longer operate safely. It must be replaced. And so those three pieces of equipment, if we were to do it in-house as a company, they would take three separate 12-hour outages to do that. And so what we're doing is we have brought in contractors and we're doing it all at the same time to replace those three pieces of equipment. And so we had to coordinate to make that happen, but it's all happening at the same time to minimize what would have otherwise been actually much more outage time than the coordination is going to allow.
That's Information Officer Tiffany Erickson with Rocky Mountain Power explaining why more than 250 homes in Thames Canyon will have their power shut off on Wednesday from 5 p.m. until the next morning at 5 a.m. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.